Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi there, kids. How you doing? Well, whether you found us by accident, can't find a way to change the channel, in the middle of something else, which I doubt, God help you all, kids, you have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster of a radio program. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. How you doing, my friend?
I don't get in accidents. I just cause them.
You cause them. That's enough out of you. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number here. 202-456-1414. That is the number of the White House. Why are my headphones popping? Okay. Dude, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Ah, there we go. Oh, these, you know, it's, well, your microphone's not on right now. You do know that, right? Okay. When you can't hear yourself.
Oh.
See, now when you can hear yourself.
Oh,
now.
I don't listen to myself.
God help me.
I'd go crazy.
You're a smart man. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. 202-456-1414 is the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. Keep in mind they have caller ID. Just throwing that out there for those of you who aren't sure. 413-842-7340. That was the number of my childhood home in Agawam, Massachusetts. Of course, we know that's a Native American term, meaning that which is nearly impossible to spell. Lowest zip code in country, Gabby. Do you know that? 01001, my hometown.
Oh, my God.
Hometown of Ann Sullivan, the chick who taught Helen Keller how to read and write. as well as the late Carl
Dean. And throw a football.
Yeah. Well, she was. Helen Keller was from Alabama. As well as the late Carl Bean, the former PA announcer at Fenway.
Oh, nice.
Died in a car accident a couple of years ago. And
your Red Sox.
Rocket,
what's going on?
Rocket J. Squirrel, the great June Foray, probably arguably one of the greatest cartoon voice character actors of all time, up there with Mel Blanc.
I don't know.
Mel Blanc?
Wally Cox? Don Adams?
No, they're not even in the same ballpark.
Oh, come on.
They're not. You know, there's a lot going on. Of course, we had game two of the NBA Finals taking place over in Oakland. Yeah. I mean, Cleveland was up after one, but after that it was about as white-knuckled drama as a chess match.
All the fans left the stadium, so they're going to need a final score.
Exactly. If you haven't been noticing, and judged by the ratings, no one's been noticing, you're missing one of the great Stanley Cups of all time. We're going to get to that. But when we come back, guess who's back in the news, kids?
Uh-oh.
You love him. You love him. You can't live without him. OJ's back. Yeah, OJ.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me. Well, you're right. They don't love me.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Hell yeah!
Hey, 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 hey! The beat is getting stronger!
A little Sly and the Family Stone, Cabby. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to thought you were going to let me guess, and I was going to look like a genius.
Man, this is one of the great live performances ever, lighting everything. This is at Woodstock back in August of 69. Check this out. Along with Santana. One of the first truly integrated bands. Oh, God, they were good. From Buffalo. Sylvester Stewart. He wasn't from Buffalo. That was Rick James was from Buffalo. But Sylvester Stewart is his real name, by the way.
So Sly's not from Buffalo.
No. Well, Sly, no.
The great city of Buffalo.
No, but Rick James is. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. 1-800-878-7529, that is the phone number here. Memorize it, tattoo it on your butt, whatever you need to do. So, we have the Warriors, they're now up 2-0 on Cleveland. Kevin Love got his noodle scrambled, concussion.
Yeah, nothing on purpose, nothing bad.
It doesn't matter, he's still young. He has to go through the protocol now.
Upside the head.
Exactly. He got snapped in Oakland.
Upside the
if
head.
If you're going to get slapped upside the head, what better place to do it in than Oakland, right?
That's right.
If you haven't noticed, and by the way, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday between Pittsburgh and San Jose was one of the most fantastic hockey games I have seen in a long... I'm not saying it's the best game I ever saw.
No.
But that was a great hockey game. A great hockey game.
They've had three in a row. On
3-1 games.
Yeah,
three,
I'm
one, three,
at the three
one
Pittsburgh
goal
wins.
But... 3-1 goal games, two of them in overtime.
Right.
I mean, but that game three, of course, San Jose won it in overtime 3-2. I mean, what a game. I mean, that was just... I mean, you almost... Yes, I would like San Jose to win, but I almost felt bad for Pittsburgh's goalie.
No! Come on, he gave up two goals. Was it three? Oh, you gave two in regular time.
One in overtime. That's how it works, Cabby.
No, right. But, you know, the guy on the Sharks, Jones, he's been lights out.
Oh, he was fantastic.
The goals they get are like...
I mean, that was just one of those. That was just one of those really well played games, and you almost hate to see somebody lose a game like that. I've seen baseball games like that where I've had dogs in the fight, and you know, my team won, but I almost felt bad. Except for the Yankees, I felt bad for the other guys. I really, really. But
both goalies have bright futures.
I mean, they're 9 years old, both of them.
Yeah.
I think Murray's 22. And by the way, I have never. I was thinking about this when I was speaking with Marco D'Angelo last week. He's from Pittsburgh.
Uh-oh.
And
we'll talk slower.
But, yeah. We were talking about how fast this Pittsburgh team is. I've been watching. And I was thinking, you know, I was thinking about those great Edmonton teams, and those Islander teams were really fast. I don't think I've ever seen a faster team on ice than this team.
They were saying they're easily the fastest team of this year.
I mean, they'd be one.
They'll probably start going into like long-term.
No, these guys are
history.
I mean, they got to pull speed limits for these guys. Honest to God. But before we get to all of that, you know, just I don't look. There are people out there, and I'm going to use Greta Sustren as one example. Jeffrey Toobin. I mean,
household names
now, and the reason they're household names now, and why they have jobs now. Well, not so much Jeffrey Toobin. I mean, this is a guy who was a lawyer and he had a broadcasting career, but there was a whole cottage industry that came about because of the O.J. Simpson thing, and. You know, where we are now, it all kind of started with that "Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire" thing with Jeff J. Thomas, and then it came to, and you thought, you know what? It's been 21 years since the verdict. Okay, go away. Nope. Of course, ESPN, which has not done a 30 for 30 about it, would surprise me. They do have this really good 30 for 30 called June 17th, 1994, which was the day of the White Bronco chase, and I was actually with my girlfriend, who was her birthday that day. But anyway. And it shows all the things that went on that day. There was a NBA game between the Knicks and Houston for the game five, I think it was, in the NBA Finals. It was the parade that day for the Rangers, who had won the Stanley Cup a couple days earlier. And it was Arnold Palmer. That was the day of Arnold Palmer's last round ever at a U.S. Open.
Oh.
Where he shot like a 140.
That was a Knicks game on, wasn't it?
It was the Knicks Houston, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Knicks won that one, taking a 3-2 lead, and they ended up blowing the last two games. It's been more than 20 years. I'm reading this. This is from CBSSports.com. Okay, it's been more than 20 years since O.J.'s 95. I'm paraphrasing here. Murder trial.
Yeah.
There's an FX miniseries, of course, The People versus O.J., which was kind of crap.
Well, they have something on ABC.
Right. There's an upcoming ESPN 30 for 30 called O.J. Made in America, and it's reignited a lot of the conversation. Let's put it this way. As my late father said, if he didn't do it, all the stars were lined up that night.
Yeah.
All right. For all you conspiracy theorists, or for all of you who are saying, "Oh, they framed," he did it.
I have my cab driver theory of why he's guilty.
Let's just get this out of the way. Yeah. He did it. Okay.
Yeah.
That said, he tried that whole if I did it, remember he wrote that if I did it.
You know, yeah, I did.
There was a book called "Conversations with a Killer" by Hugh Ainsworth, and I can't remember the other writer's name. Hugh Ainsworth, longtime writer for the Dallas Morning News, but. It was called "Conversation with a Killer," and what it was Ted Bundy speaking in the third person, surmising how the murders were done that he actually committed. All right, really, really good book. Right?
Oh no, of course, it's just
Hugh Ainsworth, and I can't think of another guy's name. That's going to bother me. But anyway, and I'm going to in my lifetime. I mean, I was little during the Manson trial, and that was a circus. But this OJ thing, I mean, there was different times and everything, but. I can't see anything that would be covered more than this OJ trial ever. But there's been some, but I'm going to put OJ on top of the list. Well, according to Ron Shipp, who is a longtime friend of OJ Simpson and a former Los Angeles Police Department, the police officer, right now OJ, who's serving a sentence, he's up for parole October of next year after he's been in jail since 2008 on armed robbery charges and hostage taking and some other fun stuff in Vegas.
He stole a football.
Yeah. evidently, OJ is in total torment right now. Somebody he's over 300 pounds and he looks horrible. And this is a guy who's pretty vain about his looks. And then this is in speaking to the New York Daily News, where they have the premiere of the ESPN 30 for 30, which is going on. Then Shipp told the Daily News that he believes that OJ is eventually going to decide to come clean about and basically admit that he did it. He's not going to do it while he's still in for jail
and parole,
because you know. Here's the thing: he's in the right place for the wrong crime. Okay, and if he admits, you know, like they can't do anything to him if he admits it, and it should not go against anything he has done during his stand. But it would, you know. You think the parole board's going to say, "Yeah, you were good about, yeah, okay, 9 years, you can go." If they know that he admitted murder, you're human beings. I know you're supposed to put that aside. That's like when they say the jury will disregard that last statement. Okay, we're going to forget about the knife. You know, that whole thing. Let me ask you something, and we're actually going to be serious about this. No joking around. All right, and 1 to 100, 1 meaning he didn't do it, 100 mean he definitely did it. What do you think?
No, I'm going by my. I'll tell you.
I don't want to hear it there. Just give me right.
99. I'll go 100. I'll even go 100.
I'm going to go. I'm going. Yeah, 99. I'm going 99 because there's always that something may happen. But it's a slight chance. If he came clean, if he finally came out after he was paroled, All right. Now, don't forget, this is a man who is going to be collecting $250,000 a year for the rest of his life, and he has been while he's in prison. He has a pension which cannot be touched. That's not funny. We're not laughing.
No, I'm the pension. Like, you can't touch it.
You can't touch
it. You committed murder, but you still get your pension.
You can't touch a pension. Yeah, yeah. And that's why why they couldn't touch it.
That's
why they couldn't touch it as part of the civil suit with the Goldmans and the Browns.
Right. Why he stole the football.
No, he's an egomaniac, and he's a narcissist. That's why. Let me ask. And he's from San Francisco. He's from Pot Hill.
Thanks a lot.
You betcha. If he finally came clean, all right? If he finally came clean and admitted that, you know, I did it, would you want to know why? First, I just answer that. Would you want to know why? And if not, why not?
No, because it's just psycho babble from a crazy guy.
But if he...
Yeah, it's any murderer. You can't... There's no logic to it.
Right. No, they're never... Well, crimes of passion are one thing. You catch your wife in bed with a guy.
Right.
You happen to have a gun on you. You're pissed off, bang, bang. That's crime. That's okay, I'm not saying it's right, but you can
understand. Right, that's to the situation. Right. Right.
I mean, you're standing in a courtroom, and the guy who you know, murdered your daughter... And they get off because of a technicality, and you strangle them on the way out. That's okay. It's a crime of passion. You understand it.
Right.
Okay. I want to know why. Why would you – I don't – you know, first off, why would you do something like that? I mean, what is it in your makeup that would – I mean, I can't – I'm. You know, you're not a nice person, and neither am I. But I can't imagine slicing someone's throat to the point where they're basically decapitated, which is what Nicole Brown Simpson was. But I want to know – and then to get up there and to say, I mean, just braggadociously, I didn't do it, and here's what I mean, why can't you just be a man and say, you know what, I effed up. You can't touch me right now, but I did it. Why wouldn't he do that? That's what I want to know. Why couldn't you be a man about it? You were man enough to slice the throat of a woman and a guy who was bringing back a pair of sunglasses, but I just want to know why.
That's a little more than a guy. You know, Chris Rock had some. He was making. That's all. It was, he nobody just, delivers glasses just to a stranger.
No, they weren't straight. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all Ron Goldman was.
So you never thought he was dating her?
Wrong place, wrong time. That's all it was. He was sitting, and they called. Hey, can you bring? And he was getting off, and he lived in that area. That's all it was.
Would you like to hear why I want to thank OJ?
Okay.
And Siri, no, it's not a joke.
Right.
I'm very serious.
All right, go ahead.
Because of the coverage, we had this entire nation of zombies watching this garbage for how many years? It lasted about a year.
Oh, look at the people who went on talk shows. Psychics. Oh.
No, here's the thing. The original guys that kind of invented, I don't want to say they invented it, but DNA. They were the attorneys, remember? And then they became the defense attorneys, experts on
DNA.
They didn't invent
DNA, but, the one guy, the Innocence Project.
The two guys.
Yeah.
No, previously, though, this country was a bunch of idiots. And now you can go to a jury in Carolina, Florida, Texas, and say, hey, the DNA matches or the DNA doesn't match.
Right.
And had OJ not existed, the trial,
you'd
have to have all these trials explain DNA, go through the curriculum, go through the diagnosis.
They did.
The OJ trial made it black and white, simple.
Yeah, it did. Well,
Dr.
Harry Edwards, who's a sociologist professor here at Cal Berkeley. This was a guy. He was a radical. I don't know if he was in the Black Panthers, but he was supportive of them back in the day. And he's a great man. And I don't know him well, but I know him. He said, you know what? He probably did it. But here's the thing, America. All these years, there have been African-Americans convicted just by the fact that they were African-American.
Right.
And one time it didn't work out in your favor and you're upset. Screw you. He was right. He was absolutely right about that part.
I just don't like it being wasted on a murderer, you know, like
there's exactly.
Good causes where you can do something.
Yeah, you know, get him on a speeding violation or something, you know. I just go away. But here's the thing. We just spent 11 minutes talking about it.
No, because it's newsworthy. It's coming up on Saturday, you know. To us, it's old news, but I can remember my
girlfriend at the time. We were at this place called Galifty's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I was working in Philadelphia, and she was working at this rock station in Harrisburg. And we were going to enter this band. I think it was the Martini Brothers, great band. And literally, I mean, like less than a minute before she was getting ready to go on the stage to introduce them, it was her birthday as well. The TVs in the corner of the bar came on to see Larry King. One was on ABC, one was on CNN, and there's the White Bronco. And the bar packed bar called Galifty's just shut down. The band wouldn't go on. Nothing.
Just to watch this.
The band never went on. And the Martini Brothers were a great band, by the way. Just throwing that out there. If you get a chance to check out the Martini Brothers, go check them out.
But, Zombie Nation.
But, and you know, real quick, when, you know, the whole thing of the Bronco Chase and the trial went on, and I'd gone to Baltimore in the interim between the time he got arrested and the time that the trial was going on, and I was working as a on-camera traffic reporter for the CBS affiliate in Baltimore, WJZ. And I remember we had our studios were right down on the Inner Harbor, and the Inner Harbor's right in front of you, and to the east is East Baltimore, which is predominantly African-American, which most of Baltimore is, but this is really predominantly African-American. And we had this big window that was open up onto this loft deck we had outside our studios. When that verdict was announced, to the right, which is where it was just like this dead silence. You heard cars screeching, like, what? And to the left, fireworks were going off. It was just, there was never a bigger... I remember, you know, the separation of races in this country. It's gotten better since then. But at the time,
better. And that was right after Rodney King too.
Whoa, was that something?
So there was a lot of backlash from that.
That was brutal. Any event, 1-800-878-7529. We're going to do an update when we come back next, kids. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey there, sweetie. How old are you?
16.
18? You're first.
Mom!
I like where this is going.
Radio 101 lesson for all you aspiring broadcasters out there.
Yes.
Chicken sticks, love them.
Yes, Lumpkin, Texas.
Don't start eating one about 30 seconds before you're supposed to open the mic.
With no fluids.
No, it's not the fluids. They're not very smart on my part.
Would you like some saltines? Maybe wash it down.
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna wing it. What do we got here? Just about the bottom of the hour. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kid. Kids. It's the number one training device used in the big leagues right now. Josh Donaldson, the reigning AL MVP, started using this thing when Chili Davis was the hitting coach with the A's. Saw what the A's were doing, and Josh Donaldson became the AL MVP. Davis was with the Red Sox now for a while. I mean, he's still hitting the ball. He just can't get anybody out. My point is this. If you play baseball or know somebody who does play the sport, check out their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. NBA Finals, Game 2 in Oakland. It was 21-19 at the end of the first. Cleveland was up. After that, and it was like they were playing with three people.
Yeah.
Your finals, Kevin Love gets his noodle knocked. Draymond Green hits for 28. First time in two years, that Steph Curry has gone back-to-back games with less than 20 points. He had 18.
He had
on
like
Sunday.
Four fouls, and they just took him out.
He had 18 points on Sunday. By the midway through the fourth quarter, they had guys on the floor that I didn't even know played for the Warriors.
Clark, I saw Clark then.
He got a rebound. He hasn't a rebound since December. Anyway, my final score was 110-77.
Yes, to an empty crowd at the Oracle.
Oh yeah, I mean it's really
who left it.
It had all the drama of a chess match. It really did. Game three will be in Cleveland. I believe that game is on Tuesday. Major League Baseball. We're going to be in the American League. Cleveland, they're back. They shut out Kansas City.
Man.
Your final score there, that was 7-0. Le Tigre à l'Étoile, man, the White Sox are spiraling almost as bad as my Red Sox. 5-2 is the Tigers. Justin Verlander is now 5-5 on the year. Woo-hoo. 5-2 was your final score there. Dem Ogden, Balmerose put up a three spot in the bottom of the eighth.
Wow.
3-1. They take care of the evil empire. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto 5. Boston puts up 1 in the eighth, 3 in the ninth. Unfortunately, they were down by 5 at the time. They lose 5-4 was your final score there.
No hitter through 8? Was that one?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. There's your 300 batting average.
Yeah.
Team batting average.
Houston 5-2 over the biggity-biggity O, who are sinking like the Lusitania.
Yeah, Houston's starting to do a little.
Tampa 2 in the top of the ninth, 7-5. They take care of the Twinkies. Elsewhere, Texas hasn't lost a game since the French Reconstruction. Although Nelson Cruz did go deep for Seattle. 3-2, it was Tejas over the Mariners. In the senior circuit, that's the National League, by the way.
Yes. Okay. Old men.
Colorado, 10-3 over San Diego. If you can figure the Padres out, you're a better man than I. It was St. Louis. They take care of Jake Peavy et al. 6-3. It was San Luis over the Gigantes de San Francisco. The Dodgers double up on Atlanta, 12-6. Atlanta is on a pace to win 41 games.
No.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Arizona 3-2 over the Cubs. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia squeaking by Milwaukee. Your final there was 8-1. Washington, what a ball game this was. 10-9. Cincinnati blows an early 5-0 lead. It goes to 5-5. Then Washington goes up 10-5, and then they almost screw it up. 26 hits total in this game. 3 errors and a lot of alcohol sold. It was 10-9, Washington over Cincinnati. Elsewhere in the National League, great ball game. Miami 1-0 over the Mets. There was one interleague game going on. I'm sure you're on pins and needles about that one.
Uh-oh.
It was between Pittsburgh and the
Angels,
of course.
Yeah.
And your final score there was Los Angeles 5-4 over Pittsburgh, who's kind of limping as we speak.
This update they won 8-7 yesterday. So.
That's true. Yeah. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. You type in the coupon code
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. We'll do another update here in about 25 minutes. You know, when we come back, we only have about 3 minutes left in this segment. I want to talk a little bit. I mean, look, I understand. Here's an example. I have a friend of mine who works at Williams-Sonoma, a very dear friend of mine, and they're the bridal registry supervisor or whatever the hell it is there. And every week, every month or whatever, every quarter, the people who are in charge, they get up there and say, well, you haven't met your sales quotas. You cannot force people to spend money. Now, Williams-Sonoma is not like nothing against Target or the dollar store or anything like that because we love both of them. But you can't just go in. It's not like you go into Williams-Sonoma with $20 in your pocket and you think you're going to come out with something. The spatulas in there are $15.95, you know? And I say that and I use that as an analogy about the NHL. You can't force, I don't understand. You can't force people to watch something or to do something if they have other choices. What I don't understand is maybe it's the two markets that are in there. Maybe the fact that, you know, I don't know what it is, but if you're not watching this, and most of you aren't, I'm telling you, most of you are not, you are missing one of the best Stanley Cups we have had in a long, long time. I mean, it's only 3 games in. 2 of them have gone to overtime. The other one was a 1-goal game. But that game on Saturday night, That was just, I mean, if you wanted to show somebody, I mean, how's the game of hockey supposed to be played to someone who's either a neophyte about it, or someone who's not familiar with it, or someone who just thinks it's a bunch of fight. I was speaking with a friend of mine named Heidi, and I told her about the game and everything. She goes, oh, it's just fighting and they're hitting, and I can't follow the... I said, have you ever seen a game in person? If you've never seen a game in person...
That's the way to see it, obviously.
It's poetry in motion. But even on television, I love... But if you haven't had a chance to watch this Penguin-Shark series, you are missing something. I mean, really, you're missing something that... For those of us who are in the know, such as yours truly, and of course, Cabby here from...
I don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing. You're an old Oakland or San Francisco Seals fan.
I know how to tie knots from the Navy.
Right, that's going to work out well.
New Jersey Devils, baby.
There you go. In between there, they were the Colorado Rockies. They were.
I try to forget those years.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, if you have not seen any of this Stanley Cup, you are absolutely missing out on that. And during the commercial break, I'm going to make up some reasons why I don't think anybody's watching it.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to get to that when we come back. The rest we're going to make up. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals.
Really? Warriors won.
Something
pretty much
something to do.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll talk. We'll play.
Next game's Wednesday.
Wednesday. We'll play Devils. And there's three games in between. Crap.
No, right. Exactly.
Think about this. If it goes seven games, the NBA Finals will last 3 weeks.
Sox play the Giants.
3 weeks, really?
Of that, this right.
1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You got a wounded animal, you got to be able to put it out of its misery. And I'm good for that.
Oh my God, a Jon Stewart sighting. Not the Daily Show Jon Stewart, but the former member of the Kingston Trio, the native of San Diego, now currently singing with the Choir Invisible. That Jon Stewart. Stevie Nicks in the background. By the way, speaking of Canaan, that's the Canaan Road exit off the 405, what they're talking about there.
Oh, I thought you said he was San Diego. I always thought it was.
Well, he is from San Diego, with the Canaan Road.
Because this song, I was in San Diego.
Well, it's Canaan Road. It's off the 405 in LA.
San Diego Freeway.
Yeah, yeah. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. For those of you who are out and about on the roads right now, people hauling the loads, and that is one thing a computer will never be able to take the place of. If you're up
a woman,
just shut your effing mouth for a second, will you? No, serious. I can turn your mic off. See, look at that. No, for those of you who are driving right now, hauling loads, as they say, out there on through the painted deserts on I-40, anywhere from like Bullhead City out towards Amarillo, 995. If you're coming up through Savannah, Georgia, all your way up to what they call the Buzzsaw, the Megalopolis, which would be the area between D.C. and Boston. That's what they call
the Eastern Seaboard.
They call that the Megalopolis, actually. I-80, anywhere coming off, geez, if you're anywhere from the George Washington Bridge all the way out to Salt Lake City. Yeah, all the way out to the Bay Bridge. Yeah, anywhere.
It starts right here.
Anywhere in between. Hell, even if you're on that hellhole known as I-81 going through Scranton, Pennsylvania right now, you should just pay attention because there's a lot of potholes on the road there. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. And for those of you getting ready to go to work, hello, Monday.
did you say potholes or potheads?
No, potholes. Okay. Yeah, the weed out there is terrible. Yeah. Oh, it is, man. It's oregano.
Coast, exactly.
No, it is. It's oregano. I mean, we live in San Francisco. We can be judgmental about it. It's oregano.
Absolutely.
It is oregano. Yeah. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabbie. Let's talk like actual sports talk show hosts for a second. And for those of you who don't know, evidently on Sunday in Oakland, right across the bay here, Cleveland was up 21-19 at the end of the first. And then after that, like I said, they must have been playing with three guys because they ended up losing by 33. And Kevin Love, he's uncertain for game three, which is on Wednesday. Why do they do three games in between? Like I said, if this goes seven games, this series will take 3 weeks, almost a calendar month, which is ridiculous. But any event.
Yeah.
You know. I don't even know how many LeBron had in this game. I guess I should look. I should have done it before I start opening up the mic here. But, you know, people are going to start saying, well, you know, LeBron, he just can't beat Golden State. You know, it's a team game. And here's my point. You know, I think Golden State Warriors, and the first thing everyone around the country will say, not necessarily here in the Bay Area or people who really know hoops, but the average basketball fan will say, Steph Curry. As Steph Curry goes, the Golden State Warriors go. Well, here's a newsflash for you. That is incorrect. Because Steph Curry had back-to-back non-20-point games for the first time in 2 years. He had 10 points in game one. He had 18.
Foul trouble. Early.
You know, he had 18. Of course, he was banged up for the series before this.
Yep.
Draymond Green. What's his name? Livingston. The other. I mean, it's just, they have other components, and people are going to try to lay this on LeBron James. I don't like LeBron James, but LeBron James, last year, the only reason that series went more than four games was because of him specifically.
No, far and away the best player.
All right. He had 19 points, 8 boards, 9 assists. He led the team in each category, basically. Draymond Green, 28-7. By the way, whatever happened to the days of at least somebody on somebody, one of the teams having double-digit rebounds? There hasn't been a double-digit rebound here in a week. Anyway, my point is this. Everyone wants to lay this on LeBron James. Yeah, he's the marquee name. He's the guy who's going to bring the title to Cleveland. He's the guy who's going to catch all the hell when Cleveland doesn't get a title again. He's the one who's probably thinking, I should have stayed in Miami. But first off, it's not fair. And I'm not a LeBron James guy. And ever since that, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. But I've never been a fan since he did that. But I gained respect for him in last year's finals. And for him to be able to, for him to take the brunt of everything. And look,
yeah,
they lost by 33.
Right.
30. This is not LeBron James' fault. What is his fault, though, is he's the leader of this team, pretty much, right? Not pretty much. He is the leader of this team. That team quit at the end of the third quarter. They were down 20. Okay, granted, 20 points in one quarter is a lot to overcome, but you don't. They rolled over. They rolled over. It was they came out of the gate in the fourth quarter, and Golden State scored them 18-6. They were up by 32, and Golden State started putting Nate Thurman back in the game.
Dude, there was some four or five things where Cleveland did everything right on defense, and the Warriors just hit this crazy. It was like 3-point shots.
And then they quit.
Falling on their back.
And
you know,
then like, they quit. They quit.
You know, those are just heartbreakers because you do everything right and they still got the 3-pointer.
No, I know. But
no, you're right.
But you can see it. They quit.
Yeah.
And that's LeBron James' fault because as he goes, that team goes. All right. And they did. That team quit. They scored 33 second half points. 33 second half points in an NBA Finals game. And yes, Golden State has a decent defense. It isn't that good.
Yeah, it is.
Not that good.
I think every announcer across the nation does not know the Warrior defense.
Where's Country in Brunswick, Georgia? Talking about how LeBron, those guys, all the records are sitting in 3 points. Cleveland's going to win this.
Georgia.
Shut up. Where are you? I took the Warriors in this series not because I live in San Francisco. It's just an added inducement that I do live here, of course, and I know more about them than I do Cleveland, although I have been to Cleveland, and I thank God that I live here and not in Cleveland.
Ooh,
but my point
Cleveland
is,
rocks.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No,
one of the great rock stations of all time, the Buzzer, WMMS, was in Cleveland.
Cleveland Indians are kind of
Alan Freed. Alan Freed,
right
the guy who coined the term rock and roll, was in Cleveland.
Love Alan Freed.
What's his name? No, I can't think of the comedian. The talk show host.
Oh, Drew Carey.
Antonio Jones. Arsenio Hall. He's from Cleveland.
What about Drew?
Yeah, Drew Carey.
Yep.
Went to Penn State from Cleveland.
Oh, nice. That's your hometown.
Cleveland?
No, Penn State.
No, that's where my dad went to college.
Oh, I see.
That's out in the middle of the state.
I'm so confused.
It's in farm country in Center County, literally in the center of the state.
You know, the whole game is going to come down to Cleveland. It has two home games. You got to win them both. Anything else, you're done.
Well, you know, if they lose game three, it's over. Okay.
Well, either one. I think if you go 3-1.
Oh, yeah, they have to win both of these games.
Right.
But that team quit.
And that's how you.
And now they're saying Kevin Love may not be out ready for game three because he got his noodles. I just read it right here. I'm looking right at it. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
He'll be there.
No, there's a concussion protocol now. Even if he says he's okay, he has to pass the concussion protocol, which is done by the league.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Yeah, that's then you're number one also. My mom used to do that. You're number one, boo. That's what
here's
she used to say.
Test.
But let's get back to. Let me ask you something. I'm going to put you in charge. I know you're a Warriors guy, but I'm going to put you in charge of the Cleveland Cavaliers right now.
Ooh.
All right. Not personnel wise, but Cleveland has looked good at times in these two games. They looked really good in the first half of game one. They looked really good in the first quarter, you know, not so much with their shooting, but holding Golden State down, they were challenging every shot Golden State was putting up in the first quarter, and Golden State only scored 19 points in the first quarter.
No.
So Cleveland, it's not like Cleveland's in here by accident, and they just, you know, they stumbled into it, and they have no chance. This was a team that waltzed through the Eastern Conference. We all said something about that, but they waltzed through it, and it's a team that can play good basketball. We have seen it. I'm putting you, Cabby. You, my friend, are now Le Grand Fromage, that means the big cheese, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, okay? What would you do specifically? What would you do specifically to almost guarantee that if nothing else, you got a fighting chance midway through the fourth quarter of game three to keep getting yourself back in the series?
You know, I'm going to backtrack a little because game one, obviously the bench came out, exploded. Harrison Barnes comes out. He's the fourth guy on the team, and he comes out and gets the first 10 points of the game. And the bench psychotic explosion of
45-9,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, also the like right then they hit seven of their first night.
Right. Well, they scored them 45-9.
You don't get that out of a superstar. You get that out of your bench.
Right.
You know,
which
there's
is
no coming back.
Which is something we've been saying all year. The Golden State Warriors 6-10 could probably win 35 games.
And this game, the game two, you obviously make your adjustments to keep these bench guys, you know, kind of in check. And you didn't have that explosion from the bench. So you adjusted correctly to the bench, but then you didn't take care of Klay Thompson.
If I'm in charge, and Draymond Green with 28 points, if I'm in charge of Cleveland, here's where I have a problem. I don't know where to concentrate my efforts.
Right.
That's a problem.
Big or small?
Lineups or personnel-wise. We'll go back to the days of the Lakers and the Celtics. Okay, now back then, you had to play man-to-man coverage. Okay. But back then, you could see who had the hot hand. But still, it meant no. It didn't matter what either one of those two. You did. There was not one person you could just concentrate on. If you're the Lakers, who are you going to concentrate on? Bird. You're going to leave Parrish and McHale and Ainge and Dennis Johnson. You just let them walk around free, right? I mean, and if you were the Lakers, if you were the Celtics, okay, what are you going to pile on top of Kareem? Fine. Then you got James Worthy, Michael Cooper, Magic Johnson, and whomever, and Norm Nixon. I mean, who do you concentrate on? If you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm in charge. I'm sitting there right now with my hands in my head, thinking, I'm screwed because their guy, their two guys, if you want the Splash Brothers,
you've kept them in check,
and you've still gotten blown out. So what do you do?
Exactly.
What do you do?
And you can't take your eyes off the bench either. I mean, this sounds dumb, but I was impressed that the bench didn't explode like it did game one.
They didn't have to.
But I'm just saying they didn't do that. Yeah.
Well, my point is that, you know, they brought the bench because in the first half, nobody was doing anything in game one. They were down six or seven points, and they didn't look that good. You go in at halftime, you're like, look, this isn't working. We got to try something else. And Golden State has the personnel where they can do that. That's fine. But really, if you're Cleveland's hierarchy right now, what do you do? What do you concentrate? You can't. You have to go out there and you have to hope that you can shoot as well as they can and pray to God you don't get gassed doing it.
You know, I was going to say go three quarters, maybe run with them. Don't really go big. And then in the fourth quarter, if you're within Buck's earshot, then hit the big lineup and try to pound it. You know,
not that I'm advocating violence, but start hitting people. Take a flagrant. Yeah. If someone's coming down the lane, and you know there was like the Knicks and Pacers used to do in the '90s. Before that, the Celtics, Lakers, and the Detroit, obviously back in the day. If someone's coming down the lane, hit them. Hit them. Go ahead, take the flagrant too. Take it. They're not going to throw you. Look, if Draymond Green kicked someone in the cubes and he didn't get suspended, hit somebody. I'm not saying do a Kevin McHale and Kurt Rambis sort of thing, but let them know that I'm serious. These guys, hit them.
Yeah, I'm not going to get down on them for giving it up at 20. That's
No, you never quit like that. We've seen teams come back from 25 in the fourth and in finals and in playoff games. It's happened. And when you got LeBron, you know, you got guys, you know, LeBron James, you got LeBron James. Just get him shots. Let him throw up everything short of the inbound pass. If I'm Cleveland, I'm perplexed right now. And I'm perplexed because I don't know what to do.
Do you know, this was on the sports news earlier, but I was cracking up because they go, Cleveland has decided not to fly out of San Francisco tonight.
Where are they going to go? Sacramento?
No, go in the morning. And they said, I don't know how the league's going to deal with this controversy. And
like, what controversy? Go up to,
I'm going to go to my $5,000 hotel.
Well, just go up to the strip clubs up the street. That's what probably worth their half of them probably. Just go to the penthouse club up the street. They're probably half of them are probably there right now.
No, if there was a game on Tuesday, yeah, I could see yeah, that, right? This is a Wednesday
If they were playing a game at 10 o'clock Monday morning, okay.
Let's not take the red eye. Let's just go with normal time.
Yeah, maybe that's what they need. Maybe they need a night. I'll tell you a quick story. Back in 1975, Fred Lynn, who was the AL MVP and Rookie of the Year, first and, in my opinion, only one to do it, nothing against Ichiro, but he was a seasoned vet when he came over. Lynn was a 22, 23-year-old rookie. And Jim Willoughby and Bill Lee told me this story. He had one slump all season. And before it got too severe, they took the kid out and got him hammered. I mean, they had him singing songs. Just forget about baseball.
Exactly.
And, you know, they threw him in a cab, sent him back to his hotel, wherever they were, Detroit. Next day, he hit three home runs and drove in 10 runs. Hit three jacks, a triple, and drove in 10 runs. End of slump. You know, maybe that's what Cleveland – I played ball. I know what it's like when you start thinking about the game, you start tightening up. There were times where we got our asses kicked by teams that had no business at kicking our ass, maybe beating us. But so we'd go out, screw baseball. You know, we'd all crawl in the hotel at 5:30 the next morning. We went out there at 11 o'clock for batting practice. You would have thought we were the 27 Yankees. I'm just saying, that's just the thought.
You're right. You got to get the mental part. That's the hump you got to get over, the mental hump.
All right, look, a little Springsteen in the background, the pride and joy of Freehold, New Jersey. Hey, follow us on Twitter. At Sports Overnight, like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. Like I said, a little Springsteen in the background with my personal chauffeur, Cabby. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. This is Sports Overnight America.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
As for all my despicable, unethical, immoral, treacherous, sleazy conduct, this business is not an ethical arena.
Yeah, I mean, amen to that, eh, Cabby?
Radio business.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the big leagues right now, straight through the minor youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably. And kids, you know what? It can help you. You play the sport. We speak of baseball here. Go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Game two of the NBA Finals in Oakland. Cleveland was up 2 at the end of the first, and then after that, not so much. 110-77. Draymond Green leads the pack with 28 points.
Crazy.
LeBron hits for 19 for the losing effort. Steph Curry, back-to-back non-20-point games for the first time in 2 years. He put in 18. After
he's a goon.
Yeah, he's
foul
he's,
trouble.
God, he's just, yeah, he's just
slapping
get rid of
LeBron
him.
LeBron around. Like.
Game three will be in Cleveland sometime next month, the way they just set these series up. Once again, they're down 2 games to zip in the series against the Golden State Warriors. Baseball, you know, we're gonna have to, we don't have time to do baseball right now, but here's what you can do. You can actually get yourself a newspaper on your way to work and find out what the scores were. No texting while driving. Go buy an actual newspaper.
What about the internet?
I said while they're driving.
Okay.
Anyway, Jimmy Page in the background. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Get a hold of me personally. Only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, at TuneIn app, Sirius and XM, Channel 93. Kids, this is Sports Overnight America. Those idiots at the USA Network. Next with the news.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
I am the greatest.
We now know the cause of Muhammad Ali's death, septic shock from natural causes. A private service will be held Thursday in Kentucky, while a public one will come on Friday and will include a procession through Ali's hometown of Louisville.
Following his wishes, his funeral will reflect those principles and be a celebration open to everyone.
This fan mourns, but...
A prophet has gone, he has finished his mission, and gone on to do what he's supposed to do.
He had a mission.
He came here to do something. He was much bigger than boxing now.
Ali died Friday night at the age of 74. He had battled Parkinson's since the 1980s. North of Los Angeles, 500 acres ravaged by a brush fire that is only 30% contained. The LA County Fire Department says it started yesterday when a car crashed into a power pole. This is USA Radio News.
Rejoice, my friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore your focus and productivity. Finally, enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. Find out how a devout Christian author and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why God guided him to create this amazing product. Go to WholeTones22.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTones22.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTones22.com now.
Now, our apologies if this next story bollocks your summer travel plans. A rare warning from the State Department is advising Americans against traveling to Europe. More from USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Ward.
The State Department is warning Americans it could be dangerous to head to Europe this summer because of terrorism fears. Counterterrorism expert Matt Mayer of the American Enterprise Institute told USA Radio News the likelihood of an incident happening to an American is still very low.
But, you know, ISIS has said they want to strike, and so there are going to be opportunities for them to do so, and it may happen this summer or it could be in the fall.
Mayer said one of the best things any traveler can do in Europe is stay alert to their surroundings. I'm Jason Ward.
And another possible travel changer. A tropical storm has formed in the Gulf of Mexico and could be headed for Florida's Gulf Coast. It is packing winds of 40 miles an hour, and it could also bring heavy rain and lightning. Breaking news on the web at westernjournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The man known for sweating to the oldies may now be known as acting weird to the oldies. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Fitness mogul Richard Simmons is reportedly recovering after what's referred to as bizarre conduct caused concern for someone at his Hollywood home. TMZ reporting the 67-year-old was taken to a hospital late Friday after someone dialed 911, and responders then thought he should be examined. It's unclear whether Simmons is still hospitalized or what he was taken in for, but the incident comes after the normally reclusive Simmons had to deny reports just a few months ago that he was being held against his will by a live-in housekeeper. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All the marbles Tuesday in California. At least that's how Hillary Clinton's staff is viewing it. Campaign manager John Podesta.
California is important, and that's why Hillary is crisscrossing the state, and we are fighting to win here.
As other Democrats gear up to nudge Bernie Sanders aside.
CNN says party leaders are trying to figure out how to do that without alienating Senator Sanders and his supporters. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is close to wrapping up the nomination, but party leaders fear that Sanders has a real shot at winning California's big primary on Tuesday. A California loss would be an embarrassment Tuesday. A California loss would be an embarrassment for Clinton ahead of the Democratic National Convention.
That's USA Radio's John DeMaster. And today, Puerto Rico's Democratic primary. At this hour, the votes are being counted. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Ah, nice. To the strains of the theme from the Old Grey Whistle Test from the BBC Two Studios in Shepherd's Bush, London, 1971 to 1988. The song's called The Stone Fox Run by a band called Area Code 615, which would be what, Gabby?
Nashville.
Tennessee. Great song. Greatest music show ever.
That's one of those states with the state capital, right, two words, right?
Yeah, right up there with solid gold.
Nashville.
Nashville, yeah. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Aside from speaking sports here, we like to be your travel guide.
Yes.
And, of course, we are coming into the summer months. The summer equinox takes place on the 21st of June, the longest day of the year. And, you know, we'd like to help you out. Now, if you were listening to the idiots at the USA Network with what they humorously referred to as the news,
yes,
in all seriousness, our government has put out a travel warning to Americans just to keep your eye out for terrorist activity if you're planning on visiting Europe this summer.
Yes.
So we say, okay, you know what? Let's put Europe. Okay, maybe Europe.
I'm not going.
The odds are slim and none, but why risk it?
Yes.
Hey, how's South America? No, they got that Zika thing.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Oh, okay. The Olympics and everything.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Oh, well, you know, there's some beautiful places on what's called the Dark Continent. Africa's got civil wars and
can't
Ebola.
Do that. Yeah.
And then, of course, who's going to go to the Antarctic? No one's going to go to the Antarctic because, let's be honest with you.
But you would be safe.
You would be safe, but the beaches aren't what they used to be.
Oh, unless you saw the thing.
Exactly.
Kurt Russell, yeah.
Now, so you're thinking, what's left? The continent of Australia.
That dingo virus is kind of...
No. Now, statistically speaking, you have a better chance of being struck by lightning twice on the same day as to even see a shark while you're in the water. See one, okay? There's a town called Wanneroo in Western Australia. And even if you do see a shark, the odds of being attacked by one are even slimmer than that. This town called Wanneroo has had two fatal shark attacks in the last week. A woman washed ashore. They say she was bitten by what they think was roughly a 3-meter long, about 10 foot long, great white.
Yes.
And less than a week ago, a guy was basically bitten in two by a 15-foot great white shark. So you can't go to Australia either unless you want to get bitten in two. They don't eat you. They just split you up. Now, if you're thinking the Poconos, no, that's Pennsylvania. The Catskills,
yes.
Henny Youngman ain't playing there anymore. So my advice to you, stay at home. Yep. Just stay at home and play with your kids.
Build a Unabomber type shack.
That's just really wrong. Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The two of you are a disaster. Together, you're beyond description.
Be surprised how often I hear that about us. Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Electric Warrior, 1971.
Hell yeah.
The man who made the stovepipe hat cool after Lincoln and before Slash.
You're so sweet. You're so
along with Drazen Petrovic, one of the two people off the top of my head, and James Mansfield, there were passengers in a car in which they were killed. Just saying.
Don't ever forget that when you're driving. Nah. It can happen.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, I'm just a jeepster for your love.
It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this Unmitigated Disaster. I'm Jerry Burke, along with my personal chauffeur, The Great Cabby. Say hi. That's enough out of you. Coming up on Friday will be the funeral for the passing of Muhammad Ali. And
the great.
The great Muhammad Ali. And as Larry Holmes once said, and he, as a person, great man, did great things. As a fighter, was overrated. And even Ali later said, yeah, that whole I am the greatest thing. He did that basically to make money. He saw Gorgeous George. It's true. If you look at it, he saw Gorgeous George one time, and he saw the way Gorgeous George said, you know, I can't lose or I'll get my curls. He took that whole routine from Gorgeous George. He never believed he was the greatest. As a matter of fact, he said off the top of his head there were three guys that beat him, and he never got the decisions. But my point is this. He yep. was a great man. He did great things. And what people look, you don't. I want to think of a polite way to put this where I don't ruffle any feathers, because I realize you're speaking of everything short of a deity here. When I was a kid, Muhammad Ali was the most familiar face on the planet. And second really wasn't that close. Okay. Muhammad Ali was a flawed individual. And as he was not being fooled around on his wives. He turned his back on Malcolm X. And in some way, I won't say he was responsible for, but it led to Malcolm X's undoing when he was assassinated in February of 1965. Joe Frazier, and he were friends at one time, Frazier lobbied ceaselessly to have Ali's license reinstated, went to the president, I mean, he had a meeting with Nixon, Frazier did.
Right.
And begged Nixon, begged him to have Ali's license reinstated. He gave Ali money when Ali was broke. Ali couldn't earn a living. Frazier gave him money, thousands and thousands of dollars. And then Ali turned his back on him. And it's okay to try to promote fights, but he got personal. And Joe Frazier, to the day he died, held a grudge. And he should have. Joe Frazier was a great man. Joe Frazier could be an ass sometimes, but who can't, you know?
Sure. You're a big guy. I mean,
yeah, well, Joe, yeah. I'm taller than Joe. I met Joe Frazier. I'm taller than his. I'm just under 6 feet. He was listed at 5'11". No. But one thing Ali did say about Frazier was that if he was ever called to a holy war, he put Frazier next to him. Because there was nobody tough. Joe Frazier was blind in his left eye. Did you know that? He basically...
Even in his fights.
Didn't be blinded later? 1966, he was hurt in a training accident. He was doing a speed bag, and the metal thing that it's held to snapped, and he got hit in the eye, in a cornea, with a piece of metal. He basically fudged his way through all the... He couldn't see a right hand coming.
Unbelievable.
Ali was a flawed individual. But then again, who is it? Now, you have to remember, at one time, Muhammad Ali was one of the most hated people in this country. Hated. I could speak first person singular on this, speaking of my grandfather, an Irish immigrant who, to the day he died, referred to him as Clay. And he loathed Muhammad Ali. Now, Muhammad Ali, everyone says, well, he dodged the draft. Well, yes and no. Yes and no. Okay? And here's how I'm going to explain yes and no. I think I remember who said this. If you get drafted, you had three choices. You can go to Vietnam.
Yep.
And get a chance of getting killed. Go to Canada. Or you can go to jail. All right? The tops on that priority, if you don't want to go, you know, Muhammad Ali was perfectly willing. He said, I'll go to jail right now. I'm not going. Put me in jail. He had no problems with it.
He wasn't Elvis.
But here's the thing, all right, about Ali, what people tend to forget. He had a deferment for basically failing the intelligence test. I don't think he was a 4F, but he was like a 3F or something like that.
Oh, boy.
When he changed his name to Muhammad Ali and became an outspoken person and an outspoken against the war, they changed his draft status without notifying him to 1A. They changed it without testing him again?
Oh, that's interesting. Conspiracy theory.
And it was Strom Thurmond and Nixon who basically did it. Not Nixon. Strom Thurmond and... oh, God, what was that son of a bitch's name? I can't remember it now. He was a Republican congressman who just... But anyway, my point is this. He was a Southerner, too. But, Ali, he was getting railroaded. It's not... I mean, he even said later. He said, look, if you tested me again and I happen to pass it or you lowered the standards, that's one thing. They changed his draft status without notifying him or testing him a second time.
I want to ask you something about the conscientious objector. I always thought in the military you could go up. They don't want you to,
but here, that's the thing. Now, Quakers are conscientious objectors.
Right, Jehovah's Witnesses, right. That's why I'm referring to myself.
When there was a draft,
yeah.
Right, the one legitimate religious grounds conscientious objector, the one that there was never questioned were the Quakers. But here's the thing about the Quakers. Most of the Quakers who were drafted that were conscientious objectors, they were against violence. Most of them, I don't know the percentage, but a good chunk of them still went in and fought in wars, but they were medics, non-armed medics. They still went in and did their job.
Oh, that's not, you know, because I think the Jehovah's Witnesses are like an offshoot from the old Quakers.
Right, those old Quakers, right, yeah. The Mennonites, that whole thing. So, now the thing about, now, but here's the thing that people also tend to forget. The Nation of Islam, Elijah Muhammad, and then later, you know, Herbert Muhammad, they were pulling his strings. All those quotes, you know, ain't no blank N-word called me, you know,
sure.
That was all written for him.
Sure.
That was, he believed it, right? But I think, when he started realizing they're going to take money out of his pocket and everything, he was like, come on, look. And the Nation of Islam, who were a scary bunch of people, basically said, no. And that had a lot to do. If everyone thinks this was just one person who got up there and said, I'm not going, do what you will with me, read a book, okay? Just go read anything that Dave Moranis has written about it. Or Dave Marinus is his name. He's written a lot of great stuff about Muhammad Ali. You'll see, and of course, anything that Ferdy Pacheco has written. This is a man whose strings are being pulled by the Nation of Islam. But my point is this. The man has passed away. The last thing I want to do is step on Muhammad Ali. He was a great man. I love, when he lost to Frazier, and I liked Frazier. When he lost to Frazier in 71, I cried like a baby. As did Greg Gumbel. And his reason being, my God, if he loses, maybe our whole cause is wrong. That said, all right.
I want to say something good about him, though. The one thing, even in my childhood, I've never liked a boxer as much as him since, because
there'll never be anybody else like him. Never.
Yeah, not on the political.
Because there's too much money. I can only think of one other person that was willing to give up everything for their beliefs. And he's dead now, and that's Pat Tillman.
The guy from Milwaukee Bucks. Oh, no, Tillman, I'm sorry. You're right.
Milwaukee Bucks. Who
Dan Meyer became a Jehovah's Witness. No, out of the NBA.
That's not. No, no, quit laughing. That's not
no,
funny.
No, when I tell about Muhammad Ali.
No, wait, we're talking
that
about.
That is the last fighter I know that took all comers. In other words, whoever was number one contender.
Right.
Boxing with Don King went down the tube because nobody would face the top contenders.
Well, Don King got hooked up with him in 74 after the Rumble in the Jungle, but because I know a lot about this. Believe it, one
he
thing
fought
I,
the best fighters.
Well, but there was nothing but good fighters around back then.
No, but he never dodged a fight.
But no, he never dodged a fight. But he got away with it. He used to hold behind the head all the time and got away with it. Second Ali Frazier fight, Tony Perez, the referee. And Frazier Camp was bitching about it, which is illegal. And he says, well, Joe didn't seem to mind. He did it to Foreman ceaselessly, which is wrong. And the other thing about Ali and Larry Holmes, and I've spoken to Larry Holmes a couple of times, Ali could not turn his hands over. What that means basically is he was a conventional fighter. Turning your hands over means as you throw uppercuts. That's why he had problems with people like Frazier and Ken Norton and Doug Jones, who beat him in his 18th fight, the fight before Liston. Ali was a flawed fighter. He was a fantastic athlete, but he even said himself, Jack Johnson would have kicked his ass.
He was small for a heavyweight.
No, he was big for a heavyweight. You can't believe he was 6'3 and a half, 210 pounds.
Oh, I thought
he was the same size as George Foreman.
Right, but Foreman's like.
Now, when you think George Foreman, you think a mountain, right?
Well, yeah, no.
All right. Ali was the same size as him, maybe about 15 pounds lighter. Maybe 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah, I'm thinking the current George Foreman who had too many of his
No, but when
burgers.
Foreman went 6'3", 6'3 and a half, about 220. Ali went about 6'3 and a half, about 215.
You know, and all those fighters, Foreman and Frazier, they all fought each other like the number one contenders.
Norton and Frazier never fought. And the reason for that was they were dear friends. They're really, really good friends. You always people always wondering. I mean, Norton fought Foreman fought Frazier, Quarry, Ronnie Lyle, Jimmy Young, Jimmy Ellis. Why didn't Norton and Frazier ever get together? Well, because they were best.
I love that, though. That's a great reason. That's the only reason I accept for not, backing out.
They were best of friends.
That's a buddy,
And Ali, to his credit, he said the last man Ali fought before he was stripped of his title and his license to fight was a man by the name of Zora Foley, who became a sheriff in Albuquerque or Phoenix, one of the two, I can't remember now. Passed away. He fell into an empty pool at his house. When he was in his 50s or 60s when it happened. But anyway, Ali said, and Zora Foley was the first man to address Ali as Ali. People were still calling him Clay, or also known as, and Zora Foley called him Muhammad or Mr. Ali. And Ali had great, Ali felt later said, I felt bad fighting Zora Foley. I liked him. I didn't want to hit him.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. You look at that era back then. Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean,
Boxing has to get back to the style.
No, it's not that. It's just the fun. You know, people don't want to put in the time for that. Boxing was much, much different back then. But in any event, my point is the funeral for Muhammad Ali will be in Louisville, Kentucky, his hometown, coming up on this coming Friday and whatever that date is. I guess it'll be the 9th. No, the 10th. And everyone's invited.
The whole nation.
According to his daughter, Lila Ali, it's going to be announced. Everyone is invited. That's cool. A lot of people have private ceremonies, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
Look, dying wishes, okay. Who might argue? The only other thing I ever heard that was along those lines that was cool was Jerry Garcia's will. Did you ever hear about this?
Oh.
And I did the same thing. I probably can't do it to the extent Jerry Garcia did. Jerry Garcia, of course, 30 years, member of the Grateful Dead, he only died with $10 million. Only, right? He gave money away left and right. He could have cared less about it. But in his will, he left a dollar for anybody who asks. If you want a dollar, get a hold of the estate of Jerome John Garcia. Ask for a dollar. They will mail you a dollar. I did it to see. So I found out about that. I thought, that's cool. So in my will, because of my life insurance, I'm taking half of it. And I put anybody who wants a dollar, you can have it.
Oh, no, that's my money.
Yeah, that's true. Or my dealers. 1-800-878-7529.
What's the money line?
Exactly.
Who dies first?
Exactly. God, I can't believe both of us are still expelling carbon dioxide. 1-800-878-7529. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page at Sports Overnight America. Or just get a hold of me personally. Ooh, Professor Longhair. Get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burksbell, G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. Boys and girls of all ages, God help you all. An update next. We have found sports overnight America.
Somebody will show you the Zulu game.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hi, I'm Plenty.
But of course you are.
Plenty O'Toole.
Named after your father, perhaps.
You know, I have headphones on, mic's not on. You know I can't hear you. Why do I talk?
Are you?
Thank you. That's Lana Wood, Natalie Wood's sister, who played Plenty O'Toole in Diamonds Are Forever. I know this is almost sacrilegious to say, I thought Lana Wood was hotter. Natalie Wood's real name, by the way, Natasha Gurdon.
No, I saw her, the same girl in Columbo, and I don't know if ever you saw the movie, but in Diamonds Are Forever, she gets thrown into the pool by the mobsters.
Yeah.
And then Javon goes.
And she could. I don't know how she drowned with that rack.
Whew. He goes, exceptionally fine shot.
Yes, exactly.
The guy goes, I didn't know there was a pool down there.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Backheads, the number one training device used in the big leagues right now, straight to the minors youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. If you play the sport or know somebody who plays the sport of baseball, for a second, stop looking at porn and with both hands, type in their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code, the word
baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. If you have not heard, the biggity, biggity, oh, the dub. I had to explain to somebody, Becky's, I was tweeting, or no, I was on Facebook. I said, man, the dubs are just rolling. They're like, who are the dubs?
The dubs.
Nobody outside of California.
I don't call them that.
I mean, everybody out here does. Nobody west, I guess nobody east of like the Sierra Nevadas knows what dubs. We call them the Golden State Warriors. We call them the dubs out here. Short for W's.
You know, I GSW. I call them the gunshot wounds.
Yeah, the gunshot wounds, yeah. CSI. As opposed to PMS, which stands for potential murder suspect. But that's another topic for another day.
Nice.
Thank you very much. Anyway, they take care of Cleveland in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Draymond Green hits for 28 in this one. First time in 2 years, Steph Curry has gone back-to-back games with less than 20. He puts up 18 in this one after 10 in Game 1. Your final was 110-77, a real squeaker. Cleveland was actually up 2 at the end of the first in this one. But
up 5 at one point.
After that, it was just like they were playing with 3 guys on the court, and none of them named LeBron. Yeah. Game 3 will be sometime next year, it seems, the way they spread these things out. But let's try for Wednesday.
By July.
It'll be in Cuyahoga County in Cleveland, Ohio. I wasted all this Mason William music talking about a game that was a 33-point game.
Yeah, exactly.
Major League Baseball.
Fans are all gone.
Yeah. It was like watching a chess match in the fourth quarter.
Empty seats.
Exactly. Cleveland 7-0 over Kansas City. Yeah, it's not like there's anything to do outside the arena either. It's an industrial park.
You know, let's give the Indians. They're kind of a little freight train kind of moving.
They're
right
rolling.
Now.
Oh yeah, they're rolling. They are.
I mean, there's a lot of
They're in first place in the AL Central.
No, and the right teams are losing. I mean,
and Tito's in there, and Terry Francona. Yeah.
You got Detroit taking out White Sox for you.
The White Sox have been horrible lately.
They're in a tough
division. Cleveland 7-7 over Kansas City. Detroit and Chicago are both at 500 after the Tigre à l'Étoile, a 5-2 win over the Pale Hose. That game, of course, was at Comerica Park. In the only city in America on the lower 48 where you have to drive north to go from Canada to Detroit. Did you know that? Just where the Ambassador Bridge is through the DWT, as they call them.
Comerica's my bank.
There you go. Baltimore, Dem Balmeroy, 3-1 over the Evil Empire. Boston is now tied, or actually a half a game behind Baltimore in the AL East after they get beaten by Toronto 5-4. That game was at 24 Yawkey Way.
How far back is Toronto now?
It used to be called Jersey Street back then. Oh, they're 2.5 back.
Oh, what a race.
Houston, who started the season, 0-80 or something like that?
Yeah, they're kind of in a last place pack with the
Angels. Here's a newsflash for you. They're pushing 500 now.
Right. The Angels.
5-2 over Angels. Oakland. That game, of course, was down there in Harris County, Tejas. Tampa, 2-9, 7-5 over Minnesota. Texas, who has not lost a game since.
Yes.
God knows when.
Alamo. When they lost the Alamo.
Well, that was in San Antonio, but Texas is in Arlington. 3-2, they take care of Seattle. National League, it was Colorado 10-3 over San Diego. Gade played despite the best interest of society as a whole. San Luis doubles up on Jake Peavy et al.
Killing me.
That'd be the Gigantes de San Francisco, 6-3. That game was in.
As long as the Braves beat the Dodgers, I'm okay.
I can't speak about Braves and Dodgers. Yeah, I can, actually. The Dodgers beat them 12-6. And my computer is going absolutely ape right now on me here. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm serious, man. You should see this thing.
What, people calling you?
No, it's porn.
Oh.
There we go. The Cubs lose the game. Jake Arrieta loses his first regular season game since, I don't know. Since
they didn't get him 8 runs?
Since Tinkers Ever's a Chance was playing. Arizona beats him 3-2. Down there, 1060 West Addison. That's in Chicago. By the way, Fenway Park is at 24 Yawkey Way. It used to be called Jersey Street.
Did you hear that thing about Arrieta?
Philadelphia 8-1 over Milwaukee, and it was, Washington 10-9 over Cincinnati. What? That's almost blew it. 5-0 lead and a 10-5 lead, but they held on 10-9 over that one. It was the Mets being beaten by Miami. The final score there was 1-0, and there was an interleague game. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I did. Always won.
It was the Angels 5-4 over Pittsburgh. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. You were saying now?
Oh, just Arrieta. John Miller, the announcer for the Giants, he made up this thing that when the Giants played the Cubs, Arrieta's getting like 7-8 runs every game.
Oh, yeah. It's like David Price.
Last 15 games.
David Price is 7-2. His ERA is 6.
Right. And Arrieta is like a great pitcher.
And you look at And you look at Stephen Wright, who's pitching for the Red Sox. His record's 5-4. His ERA is 2.2.
And Miller goes like this. He goes, I wonder how he's going to do this in a close game. And I was like, and now you got this 3-2 loss.
There's a lot of luck that has to do with it. I mean, look at the year, a couple years ago when, what's his name, when King Felix was 12-13 and he won the Cy Young Award as a starter. I mean, that's, you know.
Arrieta, yes or no, World Series ringing in his future?
That's,
I'm not going to go this year.
That's almost impossible to say. I mean, it's the Cubs.
That's my favorite.
The Cubs could finish the regular season 162-0. And they can go into the postseason. They can be up 3-0 in the 3-0 in the NLCS in the bottom of the ninth, going up against a team that's up 12-0. And I would still say, you know what? I'm not convinced.
Have you ever heard of this team called the Boston Red Sox? Same story. Go back 10 years.
But what people tend to forget was, now, recently, over the course of the last 15 years, we'll say, the Cubs have been competitive more often than not. But before, everyone says, well, the Cubs and Red Sox are exactly alike. No, with the Red Sox for years. It was every year. It's just they found another way to screw it up. For the most part, during that same span, the Cubs sucked.
No, I've seen him with the Padres. I want
to
ask you, though.
Okay, 84. Okay, 84. Yeah. Other than that, look, I remember back in the 70s when the Red Sox were fantastic and they kept losing the division by a game or a game and a half every year. And the Cubs were getting beat 22-0 by Pittsburgh.
Now, the time the Red Sox won the World Series after being the first team to come back 4-0, was that the first World Series? No.
No.
That was the second one.
That was the first. No, that was the first one of the three they've won in this century?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the first. That
was the first one. 04. So they had to do a record that had never been broke. See, now, that's why I don't go with your theory, because that means they should have lost that game.
It's the Cubs.
To come back from a 3-0 deficit and then win your first World Series.
They were down 5-4. With Mariano Rivera on the mound.
Cubs are looking good now.
No, yeah. It's the Cubs. It's the Cubs.
Hey, they're going to play my Giants, buddy. You think I want them to win?
You're a Padre fan.
Yeah. Well, I'm a closet Padre fan.
You know what? We have a great interview. Speaking of Boston Red Sox, Townsend and I did it a few years back with Freddie Lynn. Remember Freddie Lynn? Fragile Freddie. Do you know he only played
Padre
for 1 year? Do you know he only played in 150 games once in his whole career, and that was his rookie season? Injuries. He played rough. He ran into things.
He was on the Angels, too.
He went from the Red Sox to the Angels to Detroit, Baltimore, and then to San Diego.
So, because I drove from San Diego to Anaheim for AL games, that makes me an Angels fan now?
I don't know what that makes you. Say goodnight, Cabby.
Goodnight, Cabby.
Come back. We're talking to Fragile Freddie Lynn, former linebacker and defensive back at USC. Ended up playing baseball. Did pretty well for himself, too. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I always was a utopian dreamer for a finer, gentler baseball.
If the man wants Van Halen, we give him Van Halen. He's the only guy ever to win the MVP as a rookie, because Ichiro doesn't count. Oh, yeah, and he was Rookie of the Year. When you were growing up and you thought center fielders, this guy was money. Boston Red Sox, California Angels, had huge years. Big Van Halen fan. And I'll never forget my senior year in high school. Playing baseball, you love your local team. He was a center fielder. Probably doesn't want to go back and remember this too much, but he was our center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Fred Lynn joins us. Fred, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for that intro. It was a good one.
Yeah, you know, I loved you when you played for the Padres. I saw your first game you played for San Diego. I wish we could bring you back, a young Fred Lynn. We need somebody like you at Petco Park now.
They definitely need some offense. You know, there's no question about that. You know, they had the pitching until a couple of them got hurt early in the season, but they definitely need some thunder in their lineup. There's two ways to look at it. Either you put some more thunder in there, or you go with team speed and pitching, and they don't have either. So they got a ways to go.
Yeah, story of the Padres history. Fred, you know, nowadays with all the cable television sports shows and with the internet, and Red Sox Nation has become so big. But it was always big. Maybe it wasn't as huge across the country as it is now. But Red Sox Nation, that area has always loved baseball from a long, long time ago. And to start out the way you did, I mean, what was it like being the man in Boston?
It was pretty exciting. I won't lie to you. You know, it was a lot of fun. We had a young team. You know, we did have some veteran guys on the club, but the nucleus of our club is young. So we're all going through it together. It wasn't just me. It was a whole bunch of us. And so, you know, we palled around together. Obviously, we played together. And we grew on and off the field together. So it was a great learning experience. It was a great time to be young. It was a great time to play baseball in the 70s. And we had a great time doing it, that's for sure.
Well, your career statistics are fantastic. You hit over 300 home runs, over 1,100 RBIs, a .283 career average. But you won the MVP your first year. I mean, Ichiro, you know, take your hat off. Guy's fabulous. But he was a pro, a seasoned pro by the time he got here. You were a rookie, a kid coming out of USC. You were a rookie, and you won the Rookie of the Year, and then you won the MVP. And you're, I mean, where do you go from there?
Well, had we won the World Series, you know, the thought had crossed my mind. I said, well, geez, I ought to retire and go play football.
I mean, if you would have beat the Cincinnati Reds and won that, I mean, that's everything. I mean, you can only go downhill from there.
No, that's right. Yeah, what do you do from here? What have you done for me lately? And when you play in Boston, they ask you those questions. And so, you know, my next couple of years, you know, people say, well, gee, you're not playing like you did the first year. Well, I said, well, gee, I don't think, you know, you're supposed to do that every year, are you? But, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, winning all those awards the first year, you know, I had to kind of reset my goals a little bit because, you know, I was achieving them a little quicker than I thought.
You know, I look at your numbers, and I think of you as one of the best players of your generation, and I know numbers have gotten so out of hand, And you know, when you talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's just they have these marks that, well, you got to get to 3,000 hits. You got to get to 300 wins. You know, you got to, it used to be, you know, if you got to 400 home runs, now it's looking more like 500 home runs. But when you take a career like yours and you look at, you were in the All-Star game, what, like 9 times? You know, the Gold Gloves, the MVP. I mean, you name it, you did it. You know, do you look at it and you go, huh, I should have a better chance of getting to Cooperstown?
Well, I did all the individual things, there's no question. But I never played on a championship team. Kind of came close a couple of times, lost in a playoff to the Yankees in 78, but never got the brass ring. I don't know if that has any bearing whatsoever. I hear sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But the bottom line is, for me, if I had those stats and you threw another, I don't know, 5,000 at-bats into it or whatever, 2,000, 2,500 at-bats, something like that, and still had the same kind of stats, yeah, I probably would be in. But I got hurt so much my second half of my career, I couldn't stay on the field. And when I was healthy, I played the way everybody thought I could play and the way I thought I could play. But just staying on the field was a problem there for a while.
The great Fred Lynn joins us here on the Krug and Towney Show. Now, after the Red Sox, you headed out and you played for the California Angels, which, as bizarre as it is, they still play in the same park, but it's been completely redone. They're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I mean, it's just so, and probably the most bizarre thing, Fred, is to see the Angels, arguably the best team in baseball right now. They've won a World Series. This is an Angel team that's become a powerhouse. And the one thing, because growing up in San Diego, you also got to see Angel games on KTLA. So I got to watch you when I was even younger, and I got to watch you play for the Angels. And it's just, it's amazing to see how far that franchise has come from being basically the stepsister in Orange County to the LA Dodgers to being truly right now the number one team and the second largest market in the country. Would you ever think that would happen with the Angels?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic for me personally. The two teams that I played with and that I'm most recognized for playing for, the Red Sox and the Angels, were the two most snake-bitten teams in all of baseball.
Sure.
In those years. And now they've both won. You know, the Angels have won and the Sox have won twice. And the Angels, they're on their way to winning another one this year, like you said. Although Tampa Bay, no one wants to give them the credit that they're achieving. They're pretty tough. And if the World Series was held in Tampa Bay, I wouldn't bet against them. I mean, they are very tough to beat down there.
Sometimes I
think the Angels are definitely the team.
Now, I want Jerry, our producer, he's a longtime Red Sox fan, at some point to come in, because I know he wants to ask you a question, because you're one of his favorites of all time. But, you know, when you're looking at baseball and you think about these young kids and the money that they're making now, going back to your day, I mean, you guys made pretty good scratch yourselves, but, I mean, think about it, Fred. Think about it in your 20s, you're out of college, and now millions of dollars, you're traveling to these big cities, you're a Major League Baseball player. What a life these guys got, and what trouble they possibly could get into.
Well, yeah, we had none of those trappings. You know, the phones that we used, you had to put money in to use them. You know, they didn't take pictures. You know, they didn't do any of those kinds of things. Yeah, I made $20,000 my first year in the big league, so I don't know what they, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine their lifestyle. I really can't. I mean, I'm not there, so that's beyond me. That's the kind of stuff you read in People magazine.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of people. But, yeah, they're under the microscope, too, and they can't let loose like we did. I don't know what they do for entertainment, you know, to get away from the game. You know, we'd go out and have a few beers with the guys, and you know, it was fine. Now, boy, you know, they're under the gun 24 hours a day. So, I think they play under more pressure than we did.
You know, I got to ask you about, you know, speaking of, you know, you made $20,000 your first year. I mean, if you were playing at USC now and had the career you had at USC, I bet you'd be getting paid more than $20,000 just to come out of college. And the first time I played college baseball, and I remember the first time I went and played against USC, And you remember going there going, wow, you think of all the guys, you know, Tom Seaver, yourself, and Mark McGwire, and so many great players played for Rondado, and all the great champions, all the championships that you guys won. I mean, just to let people know, I mean, we know SC football. Now SC football is as big as it's ever been. But SC, back when you were there, and for many years under the legendary Rondado, your guys' program was second to none.
Well, you know, we won five titles in a row, and I was on the middle three. I was there 3 years and won three national titles. You know, that's never going to be accomplished again, five in a row. That was when UCLA was winning their 10 in a row. So between the two schools, we weren't letting anybody win anything, basically, in the early 70s. And Rod Dato is, you know, he's the best baseball man I ever played for, and he was cranking out guys left and right. You know, Randy Johnson was there. You said McGwire, Tommy Seaver, Ron Fairley, Rich Dower, Roy Smalley. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But what our guys were noted for is that when they came out of school, they were fundamentally sound. You know, you could count on an SC guy, you put him in the big leagues, and he's not going to screw up. He might not be the best player, but he's going to be a fundamentally sound player, and he's always going to be mentally aware. That was kind of why we won.
Well, I got to have my producer ask you a question. He's from Massachusetts, long-time Boston Red Sox fan. Jerry, you're what, 40?
I'm 43 now, so I was 10 years old when Fred's a rookie. Actually, he came up in 74. I remember he hit like 400, but they would never let him play. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's right.
You and the Rice they brought up. Hey, listen, I do have one question. Of all the pitchers you played with the Sox, and like I said, I grew up, I was a bleacher bum at Fenway when you were in your first couple of years there. What pitcher did you enjoy playing behind the most? Like, you know, and I said, which one, like, you know, some pitchers pitch quickly?
Billy was the one I liked playing behind the most.
Hey, my guy.
Billy got the ball and he threw it. You know, he was not a strikeout pitcher, and he didn't waste any time. Got the sign, boom, here comes the ball. He's going to put it in play. It's like playing behind Tommy John. And they're not going to strike guys out. They're going to throw strikes, and the players are going to hit the ball, so you're going to be on your toes. Guys that I didn't like would stare in there for 3 minutes, get the sign, take all day to wind up, you know, ball one, ball two, strike one, ball three. Oh, those guys drove you crazy.
Yeah, I can understand that. By the way, Lee was an SC guy too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he like? Because, I mean, Jerry he actually knows Lee real well. But, you know, what was it like playing with this guy? I mean, this guy, you know, for us, he was like a cult figure in a way.
Well, Billy, first of all, is very intelligent. Maybe too much for his own good. But between the lines, between the white lines, there was nobody that was more competitive than Billy. Just loves the game. In fact, he's still playing, by the way. He's still barnstorming. He's up in Vermont or New Hampshire, and he's on some league, and they go all over the country still playing baseball, and he's a little older than I am. So he's quite the guy. You know, in fact, he won 17 games 3 years in a row for us, throwing basically sinkers and Ephus pitches. But the guy was a competitor. He knew how to pitch, and he pitched quickly. I remember we were in Minnesota. We had a game that was like an hour and 50 minutes. He threw 70 pitches.
Wow.
You know, and so it was a treat to play with him. And then, of course, you know, off the field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was lights out. I mean, we've got Billy, who's just crazier than a loon. We've got Louis Tiant, George Scott, got Roger Maret. And you got some personalities. Then you throw in Fisk and Yastrzemski, and oh, my.
Oh, yeah. What a strange crew that was.
I just say two words all year.
Bill Lee and Carlton Fisk together. I just don't see it.
Yeah, they're like oil and water. But, you know, they worked well on the field, and that's all you cared about. You know, they had their run-ins off the field, and we all, you know, we didn't get along all the time. But on the field, they were both, you know, highly motivated to win. And that's all that mattered. And Carlton said, put down a finger, and Billy threw it. That's all there was to it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And I tell you, I remember I watched you play your first game, and you played in those – they were the really bad unis, too. That's when the – I don't know. They went from the Taco Bell unis from when the Padres were in the World Series in 84 to really going to this weird brown with the orange. I mean, what was that quickly? How bad was it putting on a Padre uniform?
A UPS man in a Yankee uniform. It was,
you know, the pinstripes. It was terrible.
Brown. It was not flattering. those hats that we had, oh, they were ugly.
Hey, I can tell you, though, we were fired up when we knew you were coming to town.
Well, you know what? Actually, that ball club we had in 1990 with
mm-hmm. Todd, ton of talent.
We had a really good ball club. When you think of the players that we had, that Benny Santiago was our catcher, and he was very young.
Sure.
Was Robbie Alomar playing second.
Yeah, Jack Clark.
You had the Ripper at first.
You had Tony Gwynn.
Gary Templeton, of course. You got Tony Gwynn. You got Joe
yeah.
Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Pagliarulo. We had some people. But the funny thing was, or not so funny actually, was that everybody got hurt. Everybody on that team. Even Tony Gwynn had bad knees that year. So it was like, are you kidding me? It must have been me after a while. I figured, wherever I go, bad things are happening. I better get out and go into announcing.
Fred, thank you so much for stopping by. We got to have you on again, and it's a treat. I grew up watching it. I love watching you play, and it was an honor to have you on.
Well, let's do it during the playoffs. What do you say?
That would be great. We appreciate it because, hey, no one knows better than you. Thanks so much. We'll call you soon.
Our thanks to Fred Lynn and Chris Townsend. Of course, Fred Lynn, the first, and in my opinion, really the only true rookie to win AL MVP or the Major League Baseball AL MVP back in 1975. Our thanks to Townsend as well as the fragile Freddie Lynn. Only played in 150 games once in his entire career. In case it ever comes up in Trivial Pursuit. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I didn't think they let people with drug convictions in.
Darling, it's not a conviction, just a firm belief.
Yes.
Once again, don't forget, Jennifer Saunders, Joanna Lumley, Julia Swahala, the AbFab movie, July 22nd at a theater near you. Our thanks to Fred Lynn, former AL MVP and Rookie of the Year in 1975, as well as Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game here in San Francisco. A tick before the top of the hour. Quick update would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code baseball, get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Josh Donaldson, AL MVP reigning, that is, swears by this puppy, as does Chili Davis, the hitting coach of the Boston Red Sox. If you play the sport, baseball, check them out, phbat.com. Once again, the coupon code is baseball. Don't have time for the baseball scores. We'll let you know that the Golden State Warriors squeaked by Cleveland in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Your final score was 110-77. Draymond Green after 28 in this one. That's why they play the games, kids. Those idiots at USA Network. Next with the news, this update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.